This is Shlomo Switzer, CEO of Orchestratus, on Wednesday, October 16th, 2013. Welcome to the OpenStack Israel podcast. This is your host, Shlomo Switzer, CEO of Orchestratus. Today's guest on the program is Oren Katz, Senior Director of R&D at Alcatel-Lucent. Welcome to the show, Oren. How are you?
Hey, thank you very much, Shlomo. Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. Alcatel-Lucent does not bring to mind classic OpenStack customer. What is Alcatel doing with OpenStack?
So basically, I'm part of a team that is building a cloud platform for the service provider market. In the last recent years, what we're seeing is the movement towards NFV, what we call the network function virtualization, meaning a huge shift in the telco operational perspective on moving its workloads and its infrastructure towards cloud-oriented technology. And if you ask me one sentence what we're building, we're building the NFV platform. With regard to OpenStack, so obviously when we are building a platform, we do not want to invent the wheels again. So we have been looking on different technologies. Obviously, OpenStack is a very appealing framework to look at with its different projects, components, and functionalities.
When did you start looking at OpenStack?
So we started 2.5 years ago building our platform and making sure that we have an open API. So openness is one of the pillars of the platform, of this distributed cloud platform for the service provider market. And initially, we started looking at OpenStack as the northbound open API, making sure that, or gambling on OpenStack to become the a leading industry standard for open API for a cloud platform. So initially, we look at the northbound API and basing it on OpenStack. Later on, what we did is we're building two elements. We're building the management platform for the distributed cloud platform and what we call cloud nodes, which are the data centers that are spread all over the service provider network. We're keeping also openness southbound. So we have the cloud stack based cloud nodes. Also started looking a year ago on building OpenStack based cloud node, which is our cloud elements. So now we are also looking at OpenStack as our underlying infrastructure for cloud resources, for compute, storage, and network elements.
So you're building a distributed cloud that's going to run worldwide, and you're looking at OpenStack to be one of the enabling technologies.
Exactly. So we are looking at our customers, and our customers basically have their main asset, which is their network. And the whole notion of the platform that we are building is spreading a distributed cloud as a spanning graph on top of a network of a service provider. And by that, we are allowing the service provider to leverage the cloud technology that is spread all over the network, geographically dispersed, and also leveraging its main assets within the network. And by combining these two technologies, what you get is a very high-speed oriented cloud being able to consume cloud resources on top of the service provider network. That enable you also leveraging the cloud technologies, but on the other side, leveraging network-oriented technologies. For example, tying up cloud resources to network capabilities. So for example, quality of service, low latency, et cetera, et cetera. On the distribution part, what we are doing is we are also providing the capability to provision resources in an optimal way by basically solving policy-oriented problems, such as I would like to have these and these resources under these and these constraints, and the mixture of these two technologies allowing us to locate the elements of the desired workloads in the right place. So this mixture of two technologies using OpenStack, allowing us to create a cloud that is very appropriate for running what we call NFV applications or telco-oriented applications.
You use the word northbound and southbound. Those are not terms that are familiar to a classic cloud audience. Can you explain those?
Sure. As we're building a cloud platform, we would like to expose the services of this cloud platform, not only through a portal, but also through a programmatic API. So this is what we call the northbound API. Your capability to interact with the system and consume different compute, storage, network resources. What we do up on the northbound API, we not only expose different OpenStack relevant APIs that exist today, but also extend OpenStack with different functionalities that the platform allows. For example, as I have mentioned, smart provisioning or geolocating in an optimal way, provisioning of resources. This is also one of the extensions that we are relying. So this is the northbound part. On the southbound part, what we have is the capability of the management system to manage different cloud nodes. Now, these different cloud nodes, you can look at them, Shlomo, as elements, as data centers that can be managed by the management system. And so these elements that are providing compute power, storage power, and network within the data center can rely on different technologies. So we are having openness also southbound. We can manage OpenStack-based cloud node and CloudStack-based cloud node. So recently, we started looking at OpenStack-based cloud node. This is part of the openness. We would like to allow our customer to choose the kind of technology that we'd like to have in their data centers. And these cloud nodes are basically elements that we are preparing in advance for our customers, for our service providers. So this is the northbound part and the southbound part.
So northbound is the way that your service is consumed and the abstractions it provides to its clients. And southbound is the stuff that your service wraps, one of which can be OpenStack.
Correct. This is correct.
Is there an eastbound and a westbound?
It's an interesting question. So OpenStack for us is a technology that is being looked at not only as a language, as an API that is exposed northbound or elements that are being managed southbound. We are also looking at OpenStack on its different projects. So it's not necessarily east and west. For example, obviously, if we are building a cloud platform, when we started 2 years ago, we have been building the monitoring modules, we have been building orchestration modules, et cetera, et cetera. Now, as OpenStack has been evolving, what we have been doing during mostly the last year, we've been tracking very, very carefully on the different project, trying to see what kind of project can be leveraged and for what kind of project we would like to contribute and help the community shape them looking forward.
Some of those different use cases, like monitoring and integration into other systems, is that what east and westbound are?
Yeah, so obviously one of the main elements that we will be integrating with them in the telco environment would be the OSS and the BSS system. BSS mostly is a function of handling the billing. OSS is the operational perspective of telco environment. You can see that this is like the awareness of the telco environment and what's going on with regard to resources being used, processes, et cetera, et cetera. So we will be also interfacing with these kind of systems. With regard to OpenStack, different projects, as the management system includes monitoring, big data, optimization, orchestration. So obviously we're also looking at different projects within OpenStack that are relevant to that area.
For using OpenStack as a core component in a cloud that is going to be run inside a high-performance telco environment, how suitable did you find OpenStack for that out of the box or out of the source code?
So it's a good question, Shlomo. So thank you for asking this. So obviously, we have been tracking closely the evolvement of OpenStack. Up until recently, it has been what we can call a bleeding edge technology. Obviously, there are some modules and some functionalities that are more stable. Some require more work. But we can definitely see that the progress and the maturity of different projects that are becoming much more adequate into a high-performing telco environment. The interesting thing is that the reliability today when you're looking at a cloud environment is not necessarily achieved from different components solely. It is achieved by the integration of the components together. And what we have, what we call the carrier pass, the carrier platform as a service layer, that basically glues these pieces into a reliable environment in order to run the application. So obviously, some projects are young and have a much more challenging way, and some projects we can see that are becoming very mature. But this is obvious, this is, I think, natural. But obviously, the direction being taken care of now is very positive.
As you said, OpenStack is maturing rapidly. How do you enable yourselves to take advantage of that maturity and maturation? For example, if you've standardized on quantum networking and now Neutron's coming out, how are you going to integrate that?
So on different components, we're looking at different functionalities. So for example, if you mentioned quantum or neutron right now, what we're doing within the R&D, we're monitoring closely on the different features, blueprints, bugs, and the progress of every version. Obviously, we're doing this very close, and several team members will be attending the close Hong Kong Summit and also OpenStack Israel Summit. For that perspective to be part, to take part of the conversation. What we are doing is, as we move on, we are constantly looking at the progress of a specific project. So let's take, for example, Silometer, or let's take, for example, Neutron. We're constantly evolving our functionality with the features that the current project can offer. And so when we're looking at a specific feature, we're trying to measure it not only from what currently exists, but we're trying to look or try to estimate what the community will eventually be pushing for and what do we would like to recommend to the community to think about. So it's like looking at Java libraries that are being evolved and trying to estimate what will happen, what kind of functionalities these Java libraries will allow you. Obviously, this is, in some parts, OpenStack is much more complicated than the single library, but you try to estimate where is this going to take. Now, it is very interesting that you're asking this because the estimation is not only through a specific blueprint or design questions or listening on the mailing list or asking some questions. The direction being taken are very vivid in the informal conversation. And this is, I think, the beautiful thing in OpenStack. If you're listening carefully to the community and you're trying to participate in a humble way, I might add, in order to understand where it's going, you can even try and shape it, try and help the community, and try to drive some of the functionality that you need and you think that other may need eventually into your product. And this is the nicest thing in OpenStack.
Have you ever had to upgrade a component? Have you ever chosen to upgrade a component? And how did you find that to be?
The answer is yes. We have been upgrading components or support in specific components. Up until now, we have been using several components, so that hasn't been, you know, much of a hassle in a sense. But as we are looking forward, we would like to integrate and explore even more projects, such as a Silometer, such as Heat, maybe absorb several concepts that are being developed now that are relevant for orchestration and compute and storage. And so what we're trying to do now in R&D, we're trying to facilitate a way in which it would be very easy to adopt new functionalities. I think the right approach to do this, or I might add the recommendation or the suggestion that I can provide to others that are exploring the same question, is that trying to create a core, a functionality that is very tightly following the core projects and the main functionality of OpenStack, and then your specific functionality or your added functionality as we having on top of OpenStack is preserved in the extensions on top of OpenStack. And this is how you can keep, you know, the segregation, Shlomo, between the core projects and the core functionality that obviously you need to continuously absorb into your product to enjoy the fast acceleration of OpenStack. And at the same time, you need to maintain your extensions. And our extensions allowing us to provide the specific functionality that is required for an NFV platform for the telco's environment, the specific workloads that that the telco requires, specific platform as a service functionalities, et cetera, et cetera.
How have you found the upgrade path to be between different versions of different components?
I think it varies between different components. I think that up until now, it wasn't that hard. But I think my recommendation to the community is start investing even more on this aspect, on the, exactly the question you asked me, Shlomo, because we can see the richness of the functionality and we can see different velocities in different projects, not only due to the amount of contributors, but also different projects have different, natural paces. And so the synchronization between the project is very important. So up until now, it was okay. I would say not that seamless. It was okay. This is one of the topics that we as a community need to invest and continue investing more, because now the richness of functionality and the difference between the pace of the projects varies a lot.
And the upgrade path becomes more complex.
So exactly.
So, Oren, you said that you'd be attending the Hong Kong Summit and the OpenStack Israel Summit. What do you intend to get out of attending those conferences?
First of all, on the Hong Kong Summit, we are going several members from the R&D. We're going to slice and dice the agenda and make sure that we squeeze the maximum out of it. But we have several topics that we are looking in specific. First topic would be Silometer. So we are looking at Silometer as a project that we are very interested in seeing how we can leverage and maybe shape later on for the benefits of ours, as the monitoring and information gathering component for a cloud. So this is the first project. The second project is HEAT. Obviously, HEAT is becoming heated. We would like to see or listen to the last evolvement points of HEAT. I've seen a lot of progress in HEAT, and we would like to see what kind of role it should take in the solution that you are working on. So that would be the second project. In general, I think that attending this summit will allow us as an R&D team to get back home having the heartbeat in our minds of OpenStack and see and feel what is the direction of specific areas. And other items that are vastly interesting to us is OpenStack advancement in different projects and image management and information and storage. But I think that would be the main areas. On Israel, I think, so Israel Summit is very exciting in a sense that last year we attended almost 2 dozens of people from R&D to the Israeli Summit. First of all, it was fun, right? It was amazing to see the large amount of audience listening and asking questions. And you can see that the questions are not only what you call the starter questions, but also more advanced questions. And I think that Israel has an interesting blend of consumers of OpenStack as cloud option for the enterprise, and also people who view OpenStack as we do, as technology framework for the solution that we are preparing. We're expecting a lot from both conferences, Hong Kong and OpenStack Israel, of course.
So if you could offer one reason to entice people to come attend the Israel Summit in December, what would that be?
The one thing would be, last year, you were just talking initially on OpenStack. You started to learning what it is. And again, I'm doing a generalization. This year, we will create sessions that are much more technical with deep discussions on specific architectural questions. And I think it would be interesting to listen to different aspects on how OpenStack is being explored as part of a technological solution, not only as a cloud being consumed in a specific enterprise. I expect this time to have more deeper engineering-oriented sessions. This is what I will try to do in my session.
Excellent. Oren, thank you very much for joining the OpenStack Israel podcast. Have fun in Hong Kong, and we look forward to seeing you at the Israel Summit here in Israel on December 9th.
Thank you for having me, Shlomo. Thank you very much.
Thank you.